The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening. Thank you for expressing yourselves here this November 11th, 2022. 11-11-2022 edition of National Intel Report. I'm Chris Steiner, guest hosting today, host of Liberation's Station radio show, streaming live. I also just double checked my audio, going over Facebook at facebook.com/WeAreChangeTampa, and soon over at, it looks like I might have, fouled up the audio input on, I thought I changed my audio input to, the Facebook live stream. So, let me double check that, but I'll migrate that link over to the Republic Broadcasting Facebook page in just a moment. I'm going to start out with a presentation here, so I want to make sure I get this right. This is a presentation that I want to edit out, and I'm recording separately, so if Facebook doesn't cooperate as often as the case, then we'll just post this later on. This is going to be a presentation on how we knew that the COVID shots did not prevent infection. It wasn't just a huge surprise. And your calls will be welcome after that at 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. And toll-free 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And the chat room I'll be paying attention to as often as I can over on the listen/archives page on my site at theliberationstation.com. So that's the third page down, the listen/archives page at theliberationstation.com. And then there's the big blue button for the Facebook live feed, which I'm about to restart because I'm not confident that the audio was coming from the source that I thought I told it to, which is from the Skype meeting that I'm having with the studio. So in just a few seconds, yeah, that's Mike. Thanks in the control room doing a good job of checking up on the Facebook feed too. So yeah, that's why he says it sounds hollow, and I agreed. And I didn't hear the bumper music when I did an audio check coming into the show, so that's why I let the intro music start. And let's go live here on Facebook once again, just to make sure that folks can participate and see the better quality video on Facebook too, because for some reason the Facebook live camera, even though it's the same model as my Skype camera, same settings, it looks better when I show on screen the diagrams, articles, video that we're going to play here in just a moment. So now that that housekeeping is out of the way, other than I forgot to mention my show is every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon Central, 11 a.m. to 1 Eastern Time here on Republic Broadcasting Network, which really deserves your donations, your support. Support the sponsors as well. Keep this community going and growing. Unique experiences, people with unique experiences and knowledge that they've applied in their knowledge and skepticism over these years and decades that Republic has been on the air, and We've maybe a lot of old-time patriots you won't find anywhere else. So both callers and hosts and guests. So keep this community going. It's really a staple of truth. pardon me. So let's start out here with... Now that I think I have Facebook going all right, let's start out with my presentation. And this is going to start out with World Health Organization Chief Scientist Dr. Soumya Swaminathan on December 28th, 2020. Said, quote, at the, and this is what you're going to hear her say, quote, at the moment, I don't believe we have the evidence on any of the vaccines to be confident that it's going to prevent people from actually getting the infection and therefore being able to pass it on. And then follows is what you're going to hear. Dr. Michael Ryan, executive director of the World Health Organization, agreed with this and other statements of hers. And I'm going to let him rattle off at the mouth because it's a good retrospective. So, let's see, I'll get that up on the screen, and Michael, when you're ready, please play that clip.
At the moment, I don't believe we have the evidence on any of the vaccines to be confident that it's going to prevent people from actually getting the infection and therefore being able to pass it on. So I think till we know more, we need to assume that people who have been vaccinated also need to take the same precautions till there's a certain level of herd immunity, of course, that's been built in the population. So again, this is a dynamic and evolving field, and I think our understanding and our recommendations will change as we get more follow-up data from these trials.
No, I agree with Soumya's points there, and I think it's important that we also reflect on the main objective of the vaccine in the first rollout will be to prevent severe illness, prevent deaths, to protect frontline health workers, and to protect the most vulnerable people in our society. And we would hope that that protection is offered to health workers and vulnerable people all around the world. So the first and primary objective is to decrease the impact that this disease is having on people's lives, and therefore that will be a major step forward in bringing the world back to some kind of normal. The second phase is then looking at how will this vaccine affect transmission. And Soumya's right, we just don't know enough yet about length of protection and other things to be absolutely able to predict that. But I think we should be able to get good control of the virus. A decision then to move towards elimination or eradication of the virus requires a much higher degree of efficiency and effectiveness in a vaccination program and all of the other control measures. And we still don't know based on virus evolution, based on so many other things. The likely scenario is the virus will become, as David Heyman said previously, another endemic virus. A virus that will remain somewhat of a threat, but a very low-level threat in the context of an effective global vaccination program. We will have to, it remains to be seen how well the vaccines are taken up, how close we get to a coverage level that might allow us the opportunity to go for elimination or eradication. We've seen this with polio, we've seen this with measles. Bruce and others online, Anna Maria and others have a lot of experience with measles and polio, may be able to speak about this. The existence of a vaccine, even at high efficacy, is no guarantee of eliminating or eradicating an infectious disease. That is a very high bar for us to be able to get over. First and foremost, we have to focus on saving lives, getting good control on this epidemic so our societies can return to normal, and then we will deal with the moonshot of potentially being able to eliminate or eradicate this virus. But at this point, based on the tools we have and the knowledge we have, that's impossible to say at this moment.
Well, there you heard it. We're going to have to learn to live with the COVID shots, and they always knew that. But they say that it's because even if we have a high vaccine efficacy, they're still going to have to learn to live with it. Well, number one, we've never been able to eradicate any animal vector virus. That includes any previous coronavirus. And I'm not talking about the ones specific to those animals. I'm talking about these human coronaviruses the animals can be carriers for. So they've always known that there's no chance of eradicating it. And that's why, of course, the likes of the Great Barrington Declaration for focused protection instead of shutting down all society. Protect the frail. That's why that's so important. Focus on those who can't protect themselves and allow us to boost our immunity and know that it's inevitable that we're going to be exposed. And they knew that, so that's why I let that clip play long. And you know, also, Fauci has recently, in recent months, come to admit that we're going to have to just learn to live with it. And so he agrees with what Dr. Michael Ryan said back December 28th, 2020, but he didn't take it far enough that, of course, it's going to be endemic. It's going to be throughout the society. And let's see where I am in my presentation here. The next little bit of evidence of proof that we knew that the COVID shots would not prevent infection. They're only designed to prevent mild infections, not hospitalizations, deaths, or intensive care use. So that's why I'm encouraging folks to bring up this information I'm giving you and call into talk shows and say, when the Atlantic magazine, Bloomberg, both on October 31st, put out articles saying, we didn't know, so sorry. Of course, they're not confessing to any specifics because that might alarm the sheep who don't know any better. They're pawns. But let's awaken those pawns and say, yes, this is what they are apologizing for because we, as a movement, have made a huge difference and a huge contributor to that is the Informed Consent Action Network and their court victories. If you go to ICanDecide.org, that's headed up by Del Bigtree, who is the host of The High Wire. And go to ICanDecide.org and click on lawsuits. You can click on several tabs. I'll show up on the screen here. Lawsuits, mandates, FOIA, COVID-19 in general, they've changed their format, so I was expecting to see government up there at the top, but they've reclassified things apparently on their site. So I want folks to know that it's not just because these ruthless dictators decided to not be in such a ruthless mood one day. Everybody knows that power concedes nothing without a challenge. And that challenge, a lot of the sheep, a lot of the readers of The Atlantic and Bloomberg who trust those sources, then who haven't been so repulsed by them that they ban them, like certain friends of mine, they say, no, you have to pay attention to what your adversaries are saying. So when they're making mistakes, you don't interrupt them. You encourage them. You elaborate for them. And, of course, they're not going to get my trust. They're not going to, they're going to get my forgiveness, of course, but they're never going to get my trust again. And that's what they want, of course, before primaries. And that's why Walensky recently and Fauci recently are apologetic as well. Next source I wanted to get to just after now I've summed up why I'm giving this information to you folks is because we did know. Next data point on how we did know is from the British Medical Journal, October 21st, 2020, entitled COVID-19 Vaccine Trials Cannot Tell Us If They Will Save Lives. Pardon me, folks, I'm just reshuffling my tabs here. Doing video production at the same time, so that's why I'm pausing occasionally. I'm trying to make sure I'm doing a good job on the video while Mike makes it sound so good there in the control room. Now, here I'm just showing that article up on screen. And that means that there haven't ever been any COVID-19 vaccine trials underway. By the definition of a vaccine, it's true. Of course, now we know that of those two criteria, one of which to reduce and prevent infection, it's not true. And the other one is that it contains some genetic fragment of a pathogen, as an antigen to provoke an antibody response. So that was never true, of course. It provoked your body to produce a spike protein, a synthetic genetic spike protein, no matter what the shot is, no matter what the vector. And then your body supposedly form antibodies, suboptimal antibodies against them, diverting its attention from natural infection. So, but we cover that, of course, on the show, my show, often, and won't get into that. So, an excerpt from this article is: none of the trials currently underway are designed to detect a reduction in any serious outcomes, such as hospitalizations, intensive care use, or deaths. Nor are the vaccines being studied to determine whether they can interrupt transmission of the virus, end quote. Peter Doshi, who's the associate editor of the British Medical Journal, writes, and this is just as John Rappaport covered on his September 24th, 2020 article, COVID vaccine clinical trials doomed to fail, fatal design flaw. New York Times opinion piece exposes all three major clinical trials. Show that up on the screen in just a moment here. There we go. So folks, when they go to the site, they can go to blog.nomorefakenews.com and see that article. And then that New York Times opinion piece is: these coronavirus trials don't answer the one question we need to know. We may not find out whether the vaccines prevent moderate or severe cases of COVID-19. Pardon me. By Peter Doshi and Eric Topol. Dr. Doshi is an associate professor at the University of Maryland School of Pharmacy and, again, an associate editor of British Medical Journal. Dr. Topol is a professor of molecular medicine at Scripps Research. Then we have the British Medical Journal blogs, blogs.bmj.com, by Peter Doshi. Pfizer and Moderna is 95%, end quote, of vaccines. We need more details and the raw data. Next. And I'm going to breeze through most of these, folks. I'm only going to read excerpts from a few of these. So giving these data points, and most of the information is right there in the headline. The next one here is: will COVID-19 vaccine save lives? Current trials aren't designed to tell us, by Peter Doshi, associate editor of British Medical Journal. Pardon me, trying to get that up on the screen. I don't think I queued that up, so let me get that up on the screen right away here, folks. But I queued up all my links here, so. And then I just want to make the point: test subjects are or were misinformed. And I don't know if they have a martyr complex, but certainly with this information, they would now. Or they're gullible to not be concerned with the research objectives as they originally spelled out in emergency use authorization applications. So, yes, I did put that up on the screen. And the next one is by Marco Ciceris at The Vaccine Reaction: no evidence COVID-19 vaccines will block spread of coronavirus, January 10th, 2021. And next article is: two companies say their vaccines are 95% effective. What does that mean? Out of the New York Times. Subtitle: you might assume that 95 out of every 100 people vaccinated will be protected from COVID-19, but that's not how the mouth works. By Carl Zimmer, November 20th, 2020. Well before the shots were rolled out. We'll be back and finish this up here on the National Intel Report. Chris Steiner with you. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tuesday is Election Day, so let's talk about American elections and democracy. I'm Peter Serafin with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system and support Freedom Hears Foundation. The U.S. Constitution set up our republic so that you and I, the citizens, only voted for our representatives in the House of Representatives. The president is elected by the Electoral College, and each state makes its own rules about how to award those electorates. It wasn't until 1824, 35 years after this process was established, before the first public vote for president was even recorded. The Senate was originally appointed by your state legislators. That changed in 1913 with the 17th Amendment. Senators are now elected by popular vote statewide, like some sort of glorified member of the House of Representatives. Why this basic history lesson? Because we the people need to remember how important our state house really is. It was your state house that called for and ratified the 17th Amendment. And it's been since the 17th Amendment that our federal government has grown out of control and inserted itself in every aspect of our lives. The state-appointed Senate used to protect states' rights and keep the federal government in check. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next week, Sinus Peshem, Parabellum.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafin, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Wanna breathe, wanna move, and not ever feel afraid. Wanna live in a place where the truth still finds a way to rise and advise. And when everything is lies, you break. Cause there's nowhere you can run and still feel safe.
I think the world's gone crazy. I think the world's gone crazy. I think the world's gone crazy. Yeah.
All right. Welcome back, folks. This is Chris Steiner with you on the November 11th, 2022 edition of National Intel Report. Honored to be sitting in. And I'm going to pick up here on where I left off before the break. But before I do, I want to encourage you to call in if you have any additions to this list, any commentary on it. Of course, you can comment after I give this presentation on anything, but that's when we'll start taking your calls. Call on topics that I've mentioned in the past, things that you think are important in the news. I've been following a lot of different news, but this is just a compilation I've made that I wanted to present to you folks, because I don't know anyone else who has been updating a compilation as I come along of these news sources. And I want to make this maybe comprehensive, so maybe in the future it could be used as evidence, at least in the court of public opinion. I think it's darn good evidence to show that the COVID shots were always known to never have been studied for their for preventing transmission, just mild infection, mild symptoms, I mean, not prevent infection or hospitalizations, intensive care use, or deaths. So this is the list of various news sources that I'm getting back to here, folks. If you give me just a second, this is a list of highlights from the more respected news sources or science journals, some studies, and comes from these news sources that I've mentioned, and some of which I've yet to mention include Pfizer, Moderna, the World Health Organization, British Medical Journal, New York Times, Public Health England, The New Scientist, WebMD, Daily Mail, Daily Express, The Guardian, Wall Street Journal, Sky News Australia, and the witch doctors Tony Fauci and Deborah Birx. So let's get back to that. Again, if you'd like to add to that list, please call in 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252. And let me see where I left off here, folks. I'm just going to repeat the last article. It's from the New York Times. Again, two companies say their vaccines are 95% effective. What does that mean? You might assume that 95 out of every 100 people vaccinated will be protected from COVID-19, but that's not how the math works. By Carl Zimmer, November 20th, 2020. And of course, we know that there's a difference between relative risk reduction and absolute risk reduction, which is the true number, the accurate number. And of course, there, as far as I can tell, if someone could correct me, it seems like when they give these 95%+ numbers, of course, they're based on relative risk reduction, which we know, but is that just for preventing the mild infections? That's what it seems to me. Let me go back and find my place, folks, in my script. I'm showing up on the screen. And there we go. Next, we have a study from the New England Journal of Medicine, SARS-CoV-2 vaccination, are an ounce, actually much less, of prevention, editorial by Eric J. Rubin. Actually, it's an editorial by Eric J. Rubin, MD, PhD, and Dan L. Longo, MD, published December 31st, 2020. And an excerpt is, no existing vaccines have been shown to be effective against infection with any beta coronavirus, the family that includes SARS-CoV-2, which causes COVID-19. And I'm not sure if that's going to pull back up on my screen, so I'm going to move on. Sorry, folks. Again, when I pause sometimes, it's because I'm trying to make this a good video production as well on the screen. And you can tune in to the video where we show the graphs, charts, articles, and video. Put that up on screen next to me here on the Facebook live stream, facebook.com/WeAreChangeTampa. And hopefully during the next break, I'll put it up at the Republic Broadcasting Network site as I finish up this presentation, this segment, so, or our next segment coming up. Chris Steiner here with you for last hour and a half of National Intel Report sitting in, and we'll be right back with a presentation on how we knew that the COVID shots did not prevent infection.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I've got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Red lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds, getting so much resistance from behind. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Welcome back, folks, to National Intel Report. Chris Steiner with you, and I am just now able to post the Facebook live stream over at the Republic Broadcasting Network Facebook page, facebook.com/Republic Broadcasting, and there it goes in the next few moments. The electrons flow the right way this time over at Facebook, and I don't see any weeds growing up on their data farm preventing me from streaming live so far, so... knock on wood, let's keep growing, going, and let's get back to the presentation here of these articles and references and studies and videos officials saying that they knew that the COVID shots would not prevent infection. And let's get back to the article, or the next reference here is over at The Guardian, December 14th, 2020, and Australia's initial vaccine rollout unlikely to stop COVID transmission. Study finds interim results from vaccine trials are promising, but protection may be temporary. And for some reason, Facebook decided to refresh on me. But protection may be temporary, and long-term side effects are unknown. New review says by Melissa Davey, The Guardian, December 14th, 2020. Show that up on screen. And next reference is the UK government. Oh, pardon me. This is going to be clip number... let me get back with you, Mike. Clip number two, please. Let me get that up on the screen here. I'm sorry, folks. I thought that I had some of these already queued up, so we'll get that up on the screen to synchronize. There you go. So so when you're ready, Sam, please play that clip.
There. So just because you're protected, so-called protected, by the vaccine, you need to remember that you could be prevented from getting clinical disease and still have the virus that is in your nasopharynx because you could get infected. We're not sure at this point that the vaccine protects you against getting infected. We know for sure it's very, very good, 94, 95% in protecting you against clinically recognizable disease, and almost 100% in protecting you for severe disease. But until you have virus that is so low in society, we as a nation need to continue to wear the mask, to keep the physical distance, to avoid crowds. We're not through with this just because we're starting a vaccine program. Even though you, as an individual, might have gotten vaccinated, it is not over by any means. We still have a long way to go, and we've got to get as many people as possible vaccinated, of all groups.
What does that take? When are we fully vaccinated?
Well, the projection that I've made, and I hope it works this way.
We can cut that off there. So there you heard it. Fauci knew back, this in this video that was posted December 10th, 2020. I'm not sure what date it was aired on CNN. Must have been that day or earlier. And, of course, Fauci falsely claimed that if you have the virus detected in your nasal passages, you are infected. He said that in that clip. So, you know, apparently he doesn't know basic immunology. You have a mucous membrane, hypochlorite, lysosomes, can intercept, and other parts of our immune system can, other immune cells can intercept an infection as it's stuck, as it's trapped in those mucous membranes. And when you're really infected is when it gets in your blood and lymph. I really encourage folks, speaking of basic immunology, go over to the Rumble channel for Kevin Stillwagon, Dr. Kevin Stillwagon, who I've had on my show five times. I had the honor to have him on, and he just, if you go to his channel at rumble.com, Kevin Stillwagon, he has a new video. His latest video is A Tale of Two Pilots. He's a former Delta pilot and chiropractor before that, but he retired to not be masked, forcibly masked, so he took an early retirement. But he does a great job, as usual, in explaining the immune system. So I encourage folks to go check that out. I want to drop that in there and give him a quick plug, because I think that's so important to understand the basic immunology when you're speaking to people and you're seeing in the media, for example, they say vaccine grants immunity. Well, it only allows certain antibodies and often not the neutralizing antibodies to be formed, and of course, antibodies of those who got the COVID shots aren't accepted in the convalescent plasma by Red Cross and One Blood. They're not testing. Well, that was their former policy. Now they're not testing. And so that makes me wonder what's going on. I think we need to start a blood bank, parallel system blood bank, just for those who haven't gotten the shots, and if they need to bank it for themselves. Or, of course, their family. And let's see here. Pardon me one second, folks. Okay, the next clip I have is from the UK government. What to expect after your COVID-19 vaccination? This is from gov.uk. I had to use the Wayback Machine to get this quote, because I found it December 31st, 2020. It's found in January of 2021, but so it reads the same, and I didn't feel like finding when they finally removed it from their page, but the title of the page is What to Expect After Your COVID-19 Vaccination, and excerpts from it. One second, folks. An excerpt reads, can you give COVID-19 to anyone if you have had the vaccine? The vaccine cannot give you a COVID-19 infection, and a full course will reduce your chance of becoming seriously ill. We do not yet know whether it will stop you from catching and passing on the virus, but we do expect it to reduce this risk. End quote. And that's that. Let me get to the next reference from The New Scientist. Everything You Need to Know About the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 Vaccine by Graham Lawton. Oh, I think I did. Not sure if I read that. No, I didn't read that one. Sorry, folks. My brain is a little bit overloaded after the first nor'easter of the season coming through. Also known as a hurricane, Hurricane Nicole. So I've been regrouping. This is by Graham Lawton, The New Scientist, December 3rd, 2020. Again, Everything You Need to Know About the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 Vaccine is the title, and an excerpt reads, does it stop people from catching and transmitting the virus? We still don't know. The trial was designed to test for symptomatic COVID-19 and confirmed infection with the virus, assessing whether the vaccine prevents transmission, which is probably a prerequisite for attaining vaccine-induced herd immunity, is much harder. But Pfizer says it is carrying out more studies on this important question and will release information soon, end quote. Next from WebMD, early vaccines will prevent symptoms, not virus, by Carolyn Crist. And then the next reference is from the Daily Mail. Pfizer CEO admits he is not certain their COVID-19 shot will prevent vaccinated people from spreading the virus. As the firm cuts the number of doses it will ship this year. And shorten that up on the screen. By Natalie Rahal, December 4th, 2020. And next reference is Pfizer CEO admits he is... Pardon me. That is, Moderna coronavirus vaccine may not stop transmission, admits chief scientist. Moderna's new coronavirus vaccine will prevent those who take it from contracting the disease, but might not stop those same individuals from spreading the virus to others, by Brian McLennan, November 25th, 2020. Next is this study from the journal Otolaryngeal Head and Neck Surgery, December 15th, 2020. COVID-19 vaccines may not prevent nasal SARS-CoV-2 infection and asymptomatic transmission. Of course, I don't know what would prevent asymptomatic transmission. And this is by Benjamin S. Blyer, Mira Gappin, Ramanathan Jr., and Andrew P. Lane. And then the next reference is from the Wall Street Journal. COVID-19 vaccine study on preventing transmission is stalled. Researchers seeking to assess whether Moderna shot can prevent person-to-person spread on college campuses say they couldn't get federal funding, by Peter Loftus, December 31st, 2020. Yeah, they couldn't get federal funding. They had Operation Warp Speed. So, these excerpts should whet your appetite for reading the full text, which shouldn't take more than just 3 minutes. Some of these excerpts include, quote, earlier estimates that 80% of infection or asymptomatic were too high and have since been revised down to between 17 and 20% of people with infections, end quote. Another one is, quote, it's also unclear to what extent people with no symptoms transmit SARS-CoV-2. The only test for live virus is viral culture. PCR and lateral flow tests do not distinguish live virus. No test of infection or infectiousness is currently available for routine use. Gives some citations, some references for that statement. Gives three references. As things stand, a person who tests positive with any kind of test may or may not have an active infection with live virus and may or may not be infectious. A reference on that. Then the relations between viral load, viral shedding, infection, infectiousness, and duration of infectiousness are not well understood. In a recent systematic review, no study was able to culture live virus from symptomatic participants after the ninth day of illness, despite persistently high viral loads and quantitative PCR diagnostic tests. However, cycle threshold values from PCR tests are not direct measures of viral load and are subject to error, of course, end quote. Want to add here, folks, that after 7 days, if the infection does take hold in the mucous membranes, then after about 7 days, the coronaviruses will move into the lungs, and then they can, from there, infect you by going into the lymph or blood, or both. So, that's when you are truly infected. Then another quote from this article is, the transmission rates to contacts within a specific group, or secondary attack rate, may be 3 to 25 times lower for people who are asymptomatic than for those with symptoms. There's four references on that. A citywide prevalence study of almost 10 million people in Wuhan found no evidence of asymptomatic transmission. Of course, that's a very famous study. And let's see if it's up here on the... It's, I guess it's not cited in the journal article, or, pardon me, in this study, give me just 1 second, folks. That's a very famous study, and I think that it really needs to be added to the presentation here, so... I'll pull that right up in just a moment once Facebook allows me to go through their little gatekeeping process. And I'll continue here in just a moment with the further quotes. Okay, asymptomatic transmission of COVID-19 in the British Medical Journal, published December 21st, 2020. And now I'll continue. Then the next quote that I have is, quote, searching for people who are asymptomatic yet infectious is like searching for needles that appear and reappear transiently in haystacks, particularly when rates are falling. Mass testing risks the harmful diversion of scarce resources. A further concern is the use of inadequately evaluated tests as screening tools in healthy populations, end quote. Quote, the absence of strong evidence that asymptomatic people are a driver of transmission is another good reason for pausing the rollout of mass testing in schools, universities, and communities, end quote. And on this study, they're very well-written responses. So Ron DeSantis was right. Don't test asymptomatic folks. And now the CDC's own policy on their website says that today. So that's a product of our hard-fought fight, a hard-fought victory that they're finally admitting recently that they were wrong. And let's capitalize on that, of course, by calling into talk shows and saying, yes, they either knew that they were wrong, which is willful misconduct, or they should have known, which is negligence, because everybody else knew. And let's get on to the next reference now. When we get back here on this presentation, I think I'll have it finished up here in just under an hour here. When we get back, stay tuned.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Hey there, are you gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Welcome to the revolution. All the walls are breaking down. It's time you had a taste of losing. Time the tables turn around. See a glimpse of a recognition, but it's too little, it's too late. And what you thought was your best decision just became your worst mistake. What I mean is wiser. What I mean is stronger. What I mean is a fighter.
Yeah, we're gonna rise up for every time you're wrong.
That was Anastasia, Army of Me, her rendition of it, and I think it's quite fitting because what you thought was your best decision just became your worst mistake, and that's what we are proving. We got to rub it in and say, I told you so, or other people told you so. All these other great talk shows, many of which are on Republic Broadcasting, here on republicbroadcasting.org, that are telling the truth, and you can check out the archives and say, how could we have known, and they just not being able to find their butt with both hands. I'm going to go back to this article, so this presentation may last over an hour, unfortunately, but at least an hour, including commercials, but this is going to be edited out separately. I want to make it as comprehensive and correct as possible. This commentary I forgot to give on the article that I had shown up on screen from the Wall Street Journal. So the article, once again, COVID-19 vaccine study on preventing transmission is stalled. Researchers seeking to assess whether Moderna shot can prevent person-to-person spread on college campuses say they couldn't get federal funding, by Peter Loftus. December 31st, 2020, up on the screen, Wall Street Journal. Pharma is the most profitable industry. It was funded by Operation Warp Speed and without having to repay or invest profit sharing, which is very definition of fascism, Antifa folks, and is by far the largest lobby. So according to the article, they didn't proceed with testing on prevention of viral transmission or because lacking was federal funding. The time to experiment on college students before the end of their spring semester, and university healthcare workers to help conduct experiments. These three lame excuses are given as if one wasn't enough. Though they want to be taken seriously, psychopaths don't voluntarily accept responsibility. As such, Harmia Pharma can't admit their vaccines weren't designed to stop viral transmission, hospitalizations, intensive care use, or deaths. The article says that only being prevented are, quote, symptoms like cough and fever, including in severe cases, end quote, which claims are exclusively pharma PR, not independently researched. Preventing cough and fever, no matter how severe, does not make a vaccine. And I'll pick this up when we get back here on the second and final hour National Intel Report. Chris Steiner with you. TheLiberationStation.com. The listen/archives page is the chat room, or go to theliberationstation.chatandgo.com and you'll get right there. We'll be right back. You know you do it all the time.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.